What about this part of your leg right here?
That's your calf.
Yeah.
Or the shin.
Yeah, you might hit that and bruise your shin or something like that. Mm-hmm. What about if you would, what would you call this part of your leg right here?
That's your ham or thigh.
Or you might have to squat down on your
hips.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anybody call that the haunches?
Yeah, haunches.
Squat down on your haunches.
Or your butt.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah,
to make it clean.
That's right. You can't in the butt. What about
I dress a lot of them as butt matches.
If somebody has been sick for a while, but he's up and about now, but he still looks a little bit...
Peaked. Yeah, a little peaked.
Have you ever heard anybody say anything else? Mean the same thing?
Droopy.
Yeah. Well, has anybody ever said puny or...
Puny.
Sickly,
yeah,
something like
peaked
that?
Yeah, peaked or puny or droopy.
Yeah. What would you call a man who's real big and muscular and he's able to lift heavy weights? You'd say he sure is a...
Strong man or giant.
Yeah. You ever call him stout or something like that?
Stout.
To mean
strong. Strong, stout.
What about somebody who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper? You say he's mighty.
Very pleasant.
Very pleasant. Mm-hmm. Maybe good natured.
Good natured, just good disposition.
What about somebody, you know, like a boy who's growing up, he's a teenager and he's just. He gets to a stage where he's just all arms and legs, and he's always stumbling all over the place.
Clumsy.
He's mighty. Yeah.
Clumsy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We call him clumsy clothes.
Yeah, clumsy clothes.
Yeah.
Does that always refer to a young person like that?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of them that they just get to the stage that they're not agile, and they're constantly falling down.
Yeah. What would you say about, you know, a person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense at all. You say he's just a plain...
Ignorant. Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever heard anybody call him, well, he's just plain fool?
Yeah, plain fool.
Mm-hmm. Is that a pretty strong thing
to say? Yeah, that's a pretty strong thing to say about somebody. Mm-hmm.
What about a person, you know, who has plenty of money, but he likes to hang on to it? You call him a...
Skinflint or stingy... Skinflint, stingy.
Do you ever hear people call them the tightwads?
Tightwads.
Yeah. So tight he squeaks.
Yeah. Yeah. Tightwads.
Yeah. When you use the word common about a person, what does that mean?
Well, it's
a common person.
He's between the better and the lower class. In other words, he's about middle class of the people, I'd say.
But if
common.
Does common carry with it a bad sense or a derogatory sense?
No, I don't think that he would, that it would ordinarily, in every case, mean that he was anything wrong with him. He's just a common fellow.
Yeah. What about, would common ever be used in a complimentary sense?
Well, it wouldn't necessarily reflect.
Yeah.
I don't think, not too much, because we find a lot of just common people. I call the better people the common people.
Yeah.
When they get to where they have too much money and too much education, with some of them, it makes them foolish and self-conceited, and it changes them, and most all of us like just a good, common type person.
Yeah.
That's why I try to express myself there by being common.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that he's a nobody. He's just a common, everyday guy.
Right. What about an older person, say about 80 years old, who still does his own farm work and he doesn't get tired? You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty...
Mighty strong for his age, or able for his age.